we are a new political party, and our financial position is, at its lowest level. Now that we are attracting people into the party. So basically, we cannot compete with the existing parties favorably. So therefore, we are being strategically and tactically moving with the people at the grassroots. And our people want me to come in terms with these bigger political parties, of which our financial constraints will not permit us to do that.
There are concerns by some members of your party that you should form an alliance with a bigger political party ahead of the elections. Do you subscribe to that?
Let me clarify this point. Our NEC, that is the National Executive Members, we are up to about 51 members, and only 3 people are making this ascension. So it is neither here nor there. A political party must, survive as an entity and grow to become a bigger political party. So if some few people, because of their parochial interests, and want our party to align with another party, what are the picture they want to give to the whole Ghanaian that we came, but we couldn't survive? And so, therefore, we are aligning ourselves and, trying to embed with a political party who is recognized. We have to start from somewhere and build it onwards and upwards. Therefore, it will be a detrimental to our political party, and for that matter, the top hierarchy, to take a decision that will not go down well with the people at the grassroots.
Legitimately, what do you think your chances are in this year's election?
Political party have 2 main functions. One is to keep the government on its toes, and the other is to win the ultimate, to form a government and come out with their programs so that the people of this nation will have a better life. Therefore, if we are not capable of winning election 2012, we are keeping the government on its toes by also bringing out their shortcomings so that they can come out with credible programs that will transform the standard living of the people. So therefore, if we align ourselves with or embed with any political party, then it means that our programs will be shuttered down and it will not work out well for the party and the people at the grassroots level.
Some of your executives that I spoke with are suggesting that since you are a new party relatively unknown across Ghana, it will be in your party's interest to align yourself with an existing party, possibly to form an alliance to better challenge the ruling party. You seem not to agree with that. Why?
The reason being that our ideology doesn't go with them. If we are socially inclined, for example, and then we are trying to bring new ideas that will try to bring the standard, the living standard of the people of this nation. And if we are in bed with a political party who doesn't seem to address the issues, pertinent issues confronting Ghanaians, why do we have to go with such a party? These people, they want to become a stomach politician. They want immediate gratification, and we believe we are in for Ghanaians and not what we can get in a very short time. Therefore, we are not going to compromise for the efforts being made by the party hierarchy as well as our entire membership.
Now, Mr. Adai, some of the executives that I spoke with said you are no more the presidential candidate for your party, and that they have to go ahead with discussions to form an alliance because you have no chance at all of winning the presidency because of the size and scope of your party.
I believe that we are in a huge journalists. And according to the political party laws in Ghana, when a party goes to a congress and elects a flag bearer, nobody, not even the president of this nation, can stop him from contesting the election.
So it means that your executives would have to take another measure to remove you as presidential candidate, and you are determined to be the presidential candidate in the December elections.
I am not determined by the laws of this nation. When a political party goes for election and come out with a fabula, nobody, not even Jesus Christ, can stop him from contesting upcoming election.
So how do you resolve your differences with some of your executives who are calling for you to be replaced?
They don't know what they are talking about, because the constitution of this nation by the Electoral Commission, nobody can remove any fraudster who has been mandated by the Electoral Commission to contest on a ticket of a political party.
Now, but they are saying that you have been removed. Now, this is their words, not mine.
So which one do you believe? Are you going to believe the Electoral Commission or speculation?
No, I'm not believing anybody at all. I'm just asking you, because they are members of your own party.
And I'm telling you that as far as Electoral Commission laws are concerned, nobody can remove me from that position.
So what will be your final message to all Ghanaians ahead of the election?
2012, United Front Party is going to win the election, and Akosede will become led government. It's going to liberate Ghanaians from our current economic predicament.